Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. It is my heart to help you all overcome the real life challenges that you are facing, but in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host and life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. How many of you would agree that we can be our own biggest problem? Like, we want to do something, but yet we let fear stop us. Or we have these great desires, yet we lack the motivation to do what we need to do in order to get them done. Or someone compliments us on something, yet we start to think about all these things of why we can't receive that compliment because we're not good enough. You know, Joshua in the Bible felt the same way when God was calling him to do big things. He felt weak. He felt scared. He probably had the thought, who am I to do something like this? God, I know you know everything, but me? Really? You're going to choose me? Don't you know who I am? When God was telling Joshua to step out and do what God had called him to do, all Joshua wanted to do was run and hide. How many of you guys can relate? I know I can. I knew that I was supposed to be working with teens at the age of 18, and I knew that it was more than just being involved in youth ministry, which I love, and there's nothing wrong with being involved in youth ministry. But I knew that there was more to it. But did you know it took me 20 years before I actually started walking in it? Yeah, pretty crazy, right? Like I said, I can totally understand where Joshua was coming from. Joshua 1:1-2 says, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on the land I have given you. So just a recap. Moses just died. The Israelites are getting ready to step into the promised land. They have some really big challenges that they're getting ready to face, and now they need a new leader. And that new leader was going to be Joshua. Oh, and did I mention how many Israelites there were? Has anybody ever asked you to lead a group of like 10 people? Or maybe even 20 people? Have you ever led a group of like 1,000 people? Well, when God was calling Joshua to lead, it wasn't 50 people. It wasn't even 100 or 1,000. We are talking, Joshua is being called to lead 2 to 3 million people. So you have this guy who's been a follower of Moses all these years. Now God's saying, it's your turn to lead. That'd be a little bit scary, right? So as you can imagine, Joshua is facing some pretty big insecurities right now. He is having to come to grips with the reality that he is no longer going to be a follower, but God is calling him to be a leader. But God doesn't just leave Joshua to figure this out on his own. I love what he tells Joshua next. Joshua 1:5-9 says, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in all that you do. Study this book of instruction, or the Bible, continually. Meditate on it day and night, and you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go. So in the midst of Joshua feeling weak and scared and insecure, God is encouraging him and reminding him that he's not alone. He needs to face these fears, step out of his comfort zone, and be strong. And ladies, God is calling you out. He is telling you the same thing. Not necessarily that you're going to be a leader of 2 to 3 million people, but he no longer wants you to be a follower. He wants you to step out and be a leader. He wants you to be a leader among your friends. He wants you to be a leader among this generation. He wants to use you to do incredible things, and he wants you to know that you are not alone. Maybe you're like, I want to, but I'm so scared. Ladies, when you're feeling insecure, it's because you're focused on you. When you start thinking about others, that's when that insecurity falls away. You don't have to be afraid. I remember the first time that I was asked to speak in our youth ministry years ago, for the very first time. I was terrified. I couldn't even tell you what I spoke about. It probably didn't even make sense. I was so focused on myself and what others were going to think about me that it terrified me. And I probably talked about 1,000,000 miles per hour. And if you listen to these podcast episodes, you probably know that I talk fast anyway. So could you even imagine? It wasn't until, though, that I began to turn my focus on God, as I've had more opportunities to speak and to give him the spotlight, that those insecurities begin to fall away. Do I still get nervous when I speak in front of people? Yeah, I do. But am I insecure? No. I know that God has a message, and as I open my mouth, Proverbs 16:1 says that he will fill it with the words that he wants me to speak. I place all the pressure on him, and he can handle it. I remember right before in Commenting Live last year, our very first conference, I was so nervous. As I was driving to the venue, I was just praying, and I was talking to God, and I'm like, you know what, God? I don't want this. I don't want this. Lord, take it all. Let it be yours. And that really helped me get into a place of, it's not about me. It's not about what people are going to think about me. It's about what God is going to do in the lives of every single one of those ladies that are there. And let me tell you, God did some pretty amazing things, and I got to be a witness to it. I don't take any credit for that at all. That is God. And I'm just so thankful that he allows me to get to be a part of it. This world talks a lot about being self-confident. That's a huge buzzword today. However, the problem with self-confidence is that you're limited to how you feel and believe about yourself. And I don't know about you, but some days I can feel really great about myself, like I have got it all together, and other days, not so much. But what's better than self-confidence is what I like to call God confidence. When we're walking in God confidence, our confidence is expanded to how God thinks and feels about us. And let me tell you, he thinks some pretty incredible things. So what does God say about you? John 15:16 says that you are chosen by God. He chose you. He knew everything about you, and he still chose you to be a part of his family. He chose you to make a difference in the lives of many people. He chose you. Romans 8:16 says that when you receive Jesus as your Lord, you became a new creation. So the past, all those mistakes that you made, it doesn't even matter what you've done. You don't have to let that define you anymore, because now you have Jesus's identity. John 3:16 says that you are so loved by God that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to die on a cruel cross. Jesus then rose from the dead so that he could have a relationship with you. Romans 15:7 says that you are accepted by God. When those girls at school are making fun of you, or maybe your family just doesn't really get you, God says, I accept you just the way you are. Now, is he going to leave you the way you are? No. He wants to heal those places that are hurting. He wants to heal those places that are broken. But he accepts you just like you are. Psalm 139:13 says that you are unique. And as I always say, that's a great thing. You don't want to be like everybody else. Be who it is that God created you to be. If you don't like those black leggings and those white Nike shoes, don't wear them. It is okay. You do not have to be like everybody else. Ephesians 2:10 says that you are God's masterpiece, and he has a plan for your life. You are not an accident. You were not a mistake. You are here on purpose, and he has a purpose for you. Jeremiah 1:5 says that before you were even formed in your mother's womb, God knew you and approved of you as his chosen instrument. He set you apart for a divine purpose. God wants to use you to make an impact so much greater than you can imagine. For Joshua, he had to get to the point where what God said about him was way more important than what others said about him or what he thought about himself. Ladies, I encourage you to do the same. Take those verses that we just talked about, what God thinks about you, and really start to speak them over your life. Thank God for them. Speak them every day. Write them down in your bathroom. Write them down next to your bed, places where you're going to look at them. And when you speak those over and over again, when the enemy comes to say, nobody likes you, you're not good for anything, there's a reason that you're here. When he comes to whisper those thoughts in your head, you know the truth of God's word because you've been speaking it over yourself and he can't stop you. God doesn't need you to impress him. He's already impressed by you because he's impressed by who he made. Ladies, you're not speaking these verses. You're not standing up to lead so that you can impress God. You don't need to impress him. He already is impressed by you because he loves who he made. Ladies, you don't need to impress your friends. You don't need to look at what they're doing and follow the crowd and be a people pleaser. And on the inside, you really want to stand up, but you're afraid of what your friends think. God did not create you to impress your friends. He created you to make a difference, to be a leader among your friends. He placed you right where you are right now at this time to fulfill your God-given purpose. The country that you live in, the city that you live in, the schools that you go to, the people that you are around, he placed you here on purpose. And God wants to use you to do something big. It may not be leading 2 to 3 million people into the promised land like Joshua, but it's big. He's calling you to lead. If you have been a follower up to this point, if you have been a people pleaser up to this point where you can't say no, where you feel like you have to wear the certain clothes because your friends wear these certain clothes or you'll be outcast, or you have to do these certain things or say these certain things or they won't like you. Ladies, don't let your friends be the God of your life. Don't let them lead you and guide you. God never intended for you to be a follower. He intended for you to be a leader and to be a leader among your friend group and to be a leader among this generation. And if your friends do walk away because you're not wearing the right thing or you're saying the right thing or not doing the right thing, they're not your friends anyway. It's time for you to step out and become the leader that God has called you to be. Now, if you're listening to this and you have been stepping out, you have been leading, you've been leading among your friend group, you've been leading among your generation, God is calling you for more. If you're feeling scared or insecure like Joshua, begin to dig into the Bible and learn what it is that God says about you. As we talked about earlier, all those things that we talked about that God says about you, begin to speak them over your life and then choose to step out anyway. Don't let your feelings stop you from making the difference that God created you to make. If you are in this place, and I hear this so much from so many girls, if you are in this place where you have no clue what God's plan for your life is or his purpose, you don't know what you're supposed to grow up to be. Ladies, you're not alone. There's a lot of you. You don't have to know right now. But it starts by looking at the people around you and seeing how you can make a difference in their lives. Encourage someone today who needs to be encouraged. If you see somebody sitting off by themselves, go over and say hi to them. Get to know them. My daughter has been checking out a couple of tutorials for next school year, and she went to this one, and I was just so impressed by these teens that were at this tutorial. And if you don't know what a tutorial is, it's for homeschoolers where they go into class one day a week, get all their teaching for the week, and then they come home and then they finish out their assignments. So in a nutshell, that's what a tutorial is. But we walked into this one, and two or three teenage girls walked up to my daughter and introduced themselves to her, and that made a huge impact. If there is somebody off by themselves, if you're in youth ministry and you're hanging out with your friends, take your friends over to say hi to them and then include them in your group. If you're at school, ask your teachers, is there anything that I can help you with? Start looking around you. Look for the needs of those around you and see if you're able to step out and begin to fulfill that need. Maybe your youth pastor is setting up the youth room before service because whoever usually does it didn't get it done. Ask, hey, can I help you? It's little things like that that make a huge impact. So ladies, if you're listening to this and you are ready to take that next step, maybe you've been a follower, you know that on the inside you should be reaching out to others and you haven't been. because your friends aren't into it. Or maybe you're a leader and you're ready to take that next step. You know that God has been telling you to do something else, but you've been afraid to step out and do it. I encourage you, take that next step. Now, just like Joshua, when God called him to step out, he was scared. He was nervous, but he chose to stand strong with God in the face of that insecurity. Now, I encourage you, take a stand. Be that leader among your friends. Be that leader among your generation. And if that is you, and you're like, I'm ready to go, I want you to reach out to me in that chat box on uncommonteen.com. It's on the bottom right-hand side of the screen. And let me know. I'm ready to take a stand. I'm ready to be a leader among my generation. I'm ready to be a leader among my friends. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't really have a relationship with Jesus. I don't even know what that really means. I want you to go to that same chat box on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen at uncommonteen.com and let me know, hey, I would love to know more about what it means to have a relationship with Jesus, or I would like to give my life to the Lord. I'm ready. Let me know, and I would love to walk through that journey with you. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know just how much God really does love you. Now, I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to mean it with all your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, so I have a question for you. What does your summer look like? What is one thing that you are going to do this summer that is going to change your life forever? What are you going to do this summer to help you make friends who love Jesus, that will help you grow in your walk with God, all while having a blast? If your answer is, well, not really a whole lot, well, I have something just for you that will help you do all of those things. Are you interested? What if you did something this summer that could change your life forever? Ladies, I want to invite you to join me for Uncommon Teen Live 2024 because you are going to do just that. You are going to meet your new besties. You're going to have a blast and grow in your walk with God. So grab your parents, head on over to uncommonteen.com and grab your tickets today.